When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, we are back with Sir Croakington, and we are in the small, in the town of Mugsbrough, which is near Twithick and is sort of a rival to it, trade-wise, and trying to build itself up. Anyway, the adventure we'll be doing is three words. It takes only a moment to recognise the leering countenance from across the blue owl's crowded common room. The old man, who has yet to touch the full tankard in front of you, flashes you a sinister grin and slyly beckons to you with a wave of his white hand. Well, what's going on here? I guess we'll find out. And so begins three words. A warm afternoon in late summer in the Blue Owl Tavern, Mugsbrough. It takes only a moment to recognise the leering countenance from across the Blue Owl's crowded common room. The old man, who's yet to touch the full tankard in front of him, flashes you a sinister grin, and slyly beckons to you with a wave of his white hand. With a curiosity tempered by instinctual wariness, you make your way over to the table, which is seated the living body, presently occupied by none other than the Lord of the Waking Mire. And now that's a guy we've had two previous adventures with. There was the Dark of Riddlewood Cave, where we had to fight a lot of giant ants. And then we went into the Red Keep ruins, and we gathered some scrolls. And now apparently he wants something else. Presumably, otherwise he wouldn't turn up. Not the kind of guy for a social call just to hang out. Lord of the Waking Mire. He's called Dogmore Thrall. Hailing from a shadowy realm in the deepest reaches of the Neverness, the Demon Lord, who some accounts simply refer to him as an entity, Domgore Thal, is said to reside in a windowless tower that rises out of the heart of a nightmarish swamp known as the Waking Mire. Tales abound of Domgore Thal's interference in the affairs of Swift's adventurers. By most accounts, he appears to adventurers in the form of a ghostly figure to offer them his hope and guidance. Most commonly, the ghostly version of Domgore Thal is that of a middle-aged balding man whose remaining black hair is pulled back into a single lengthy braid. While the true intentions of the powerful entity known as Domgore Thal may never be ascertained, most who have encountered him believe that despite what he professes, his intentions are largely sinister in nature. I guess we shall see. Domgore Thal nods approvingly as you draw up to the table. How do you like this shell? He asks, making an obvious reference to the body his demonic spirit now inhabits. Don't worry, I can't do much mischief here. Even in this form, or should I say, particularly in this form, decrepit. But it attracts less attention than other forms might. It's been a while, my old friend. For that I should apologise, though I won't. Have you a moment to spare? So I can respond yes, no, or walk away. What happens if I walk away? Walk away. You turn away from the table, only to find, much to your horror, that you are no longer in control of your own movement. Oh, looks like I don't have a choice here. Suddenly overwhelmed by both fear and anger, you glare at the leering demon as you unwittingly slip into the seat across from me. And you would just leave without hearing me out? How very typical. Dogma Carl frowns and rolls his eyes. Well, I'm quite certain you want to hear what I've got to offer you. Just a small thing, really. Nothing very much. Just a short trek and a simple deed. Does that sound like something you can handle? I'll have to assume that any trek that takes one away from this wretched place, that being Mugsbrough, would be something someone will look upon with favour, perhaps even gratitude. No, I go too far. Telling me you're interested, telling me you're not interested, say nothing. I think I'm going to end up interested no matter what. Just what if I say nothing? You remain silent, ushering in several long and awkward moments of silence. At last, Dogmakar laughs and shakes his head. Fine. You don't have to pretend to like me, you know, he says. In fact, Sophia, we can be honest with you. I'm not to be trusted. I don't really see why anyone such as yourself would choose to like me. But that's only a small part of the whole thing, isn't it? The demon sighs, closes his eyes, and pinches the bridge of his nose between his left thumb and forefinger. Well, let's get on with the business at hand, shall we? Yes. We most assuredly shall. Before detailing for you the task he wishes you to undertake, Dogmothal tells you he's only a short time left to inhabit the bridge chosen. Not easy to pass into this world as it is. Much less into it than take up residence in one of these husks. Even one as worn and useless as this one is proving to be. Just a lot of energy. Something I'm not currently overflowing with, if you must know. That will change mind, but for now, my visit must remain brief. That way, no way implies unproductive. He asked Dugwathar about the body of the man he's currently inhabiting. Such compassion, such concern, he says in a mocking tone. Don't worry about this old beast. You'll be fine once I leave. The fine is, of course, an entirely subjective notion. He'll go back to a mundanity I've never known, that I couldn't tolerate. Never knowing that for a fleeting few moments he was, in the great scheme of all things that matter, almost everything. He's a bit egotistical, this Dogmothal guy. Dogmothal suddenly falls silent. He closes his eyes and his entire body shudders violently. In the very next instant, when his eyes fly open, he begins speaking swiftly, his unnerving gaze trained unflinchingly upon you. There is a man you'll find in the stables outside Trithic, he says. He has only one hand. He's a very dangerous sort of man. And he most certainly not what he seems. You must find him and tell him these three words. Are you listening? Be sure that you are. Without warning, a ghostly, echoing voice erupts in your head, pushing aside all semblance of thought. As three words, otherworldly utterances that leave you trembling, are repeatedly enthroned for several long moments, and we never learn what these three words are, because they're dangerous. As the voice fades and your mind clears, you're startled discovering there's something different about the old man seated across the table from you. It takes you only a split second to realise the demon is gone, and that the old man whose physical presence was usurped is once more occupying his own body. The old man looks up at you and smiles before taking a long draught from his frothing tankard. Alright, looks like he's okay. That's good. Because there's not really much I could do if he wasn't. Well, I could use the power of restoration, but I couldn't do anything for the next people. The yoinks. With the unpleasant echoes of the three strange words continuing to bounce round inside your head, you make your way out of the tavern. Standing on the Blue Owl's doorstep, still unnerved by your most recent encounter with Domgolfaul, you attempt to decide upon your next course of action. Despite your reservations about knowing very little about the mission bestowed upon you by the demon, you feel strangely compelled to see the mysterious task through to completion. You're about to set off on your way when you suddenly spot something that gives you pause. The sign dangling from a wooden arm over the tavern front doors, shaped to resemble a small arrow, which was most certainly blue when you took a look upon it upon entry, is now, quite inexplicably, deep shade of crimson. No, that makes the tavern a lie. That's terrible. Terrible. As you stroll away from the Blue Owl Tavern, refusing to look back, lest the sign should again change colour, decide that you indeed pay a visit to the stables outside Trithic, even if just to learn more about the strange endeavour in which you seem somewhat hopelessly embroiled. With the chorus of quayside bells echoing in the distance, you take a deep breath and head for the gates of Merdspore. To reach the Trithic stables, travel to Western Dicer Trithic and then to the Trithic stables. Now, technically, there's nothing saying I can't just leave that there. Just leave him hanging. Maybe that might be the best thing to do. Just leave him hanging. Yeah, nothing seems to happen. I'm randomly going to places and nothing happens. Which is what usually happens in quests, but still. Yeah, maybe, but nah, it'd be too much of a bother. Alright, to the Trithic stables. The Trithic stables are comprised of two long stable buildings, north and south, and a small compound of related structures that reside just outside the eastern wall of the infamous Witherport. The stables serve the needs of the city residents and its many visitors, properly tending to and keeping their horses safe. Okay, let's seek out the stable master. After several minutes of searching, you manage to locate the stable master, Jubilar Hailborn, a tall, thin, bearded man with a deep, reverberating laugh that sounds often throughout the stable compound, as if a friendly and hopeful soul as you can ever hope to meet. He pauses in his toils, wipes the sweat from his brow, and asks if he or any of the stable hands at his call might be able to see to your needs. Inquire about the one-headed man you've come here seeking. I can engage in a conversation with Jular, inquire about the one-headed man. Jular listens intently while you tell him, without revealing anything related to your mission, that you're looking for a one-handed man you're told might be found here. You're both surprised and pleased when he suddenly begins to nod. I should Sure, I saw someone who fits that description over by the south stable, he says, pointing in the direction of the smaller of the two stable buildings. Yes, he had one hand. Had something like a metal hook in place of the missing one. Can't recall if this is left or right, though. You thank you for the information, and, realising his eager to return to his work, bid him farewell. Ta-ta. You catch a fleeting glimpse of a mysterious figure darting into the north stable. In the south? No, he darted into the north. The south stable is the smaller of the two structures that comprise the Trithic stables. A wide passage divides the stable and is flanked by rows of stalls, most of which are occupied. Several stable hands bustle about, toiling away what appears to be an endless array of chores. Leave the stables, and all your horses, you are good horses, just so you know that. Enter the north stable. You're standing in the north stable, the larger of the two buildings that comprise the Trithic stables. A broad corridor runs down the centre of the stable. Rows of stalls, many of them are occupied, flank the wide passage. The horses in keeping here are being well looked after, what appears to be at least half a dozen stable hands. The busy attendants scurry back and forth along the central aisle and between the stalls as they carry out their never-ending duties. Explore the stable. You warily make your way through the stable, alert for any sign of the one-handed man you've come here seeking at the behest of Dungal Thal. After strolling through the stable, you realise there are three places in particular that may be worth your attention. The hayloft, the stalls, the north end of the structure where a large collection of barrels is being stored. Let's check the hayloft first. The hayloft, which runs above the stable floor, extends for nearly the entire length of the massive structure. Well, that many horses are going to need a lot of hay. As you'd expect, large heaps of hay, several sacks of grain are stored here. After you're making your way through the hayloft, you reach the top of the ladder. Take one last look around before climbing down. Suddenly, as you place your foot on one of the ladder's top rungs in preparation for climbing down out of the loft, a man, previously unseen, emerges from a shadowy corner of the loft. The older man, his unkempt grey beard flecked with bits of hay, calls out for you to wait as he approaches. I guess he was hiding in a haystack. Admittedly, he'll be a lot easier to find than normal, as he isn't a needle. I'm the one you're looking for, he says, holding up his white arm to reveal a simple metal hook in place of what is obviously his missing hand. You don't have anything to fear from me. The man, his ragged, stained attire, as sorry a sight as the tangled grey beard that hangs to the top of his chest, makes his way up to you and bows in a trembling voice. He introduces himself as Tin Wheel Khan. I know why you're here, he says, fearfully meeting your inquisitive gaze. That wretched demon will never relent until I'm once again rotting in his dungeon. Till I'm once more deemed the mad fool he's convinced everyone I am. You know, you only have to know I won't go back to him. Not for you. Not for anyone. Not ever. Suddenly, a familiar ghostly voice echoes through your head, and sounding the three words you previously heard in the presence of Dungal Thal. The eerie utterances swiftly fade to a soft, repeating whisper. You immediately realise you're being directed to speak them to the man standing before you. Okay, so I've got three options here. I could speak the three words, which is what Dungal Thal wants me to do, reveal my mission to him, which is what Dungal Thal definitely doesn't want me to do, and attack him, which, depending on how it goes, would either Dungal Thal wouldn't mind, or he'd be really angry about. So, really angry? Well, let's do that. Attack him. The swiftness of your attack seems to take the grey-bearded man completely by surprise. You leap forward and manage to stagger him with a spring at his head so fast he's knocked back with a pair of death blows. Well, that's what it says there, but it's a full body spring before he's able to draw an iron rod and attempt to defend himself. But that's difficult because I'm already on his head. Tin will kind of just begin combat so I can kill or subdue. I'm going to kill just to see what Dungolthal does. Then I'm going to quit without saving. This will never happen. Aggressive. Tilwell Khan strikes at you with a glowing iron rod. When did it start glowing? Guess there's more to him than it seems. And slain. 37 experience. Tilwell Khan slumps to the ground at your feet and expires. The grey-bearded man's dark eyes slowly close as the last ragged gasp escapes his lips. And I've done that for no reason at all, other than to enrage Dungolthal. You make a quick search of his body and discover only the iron rod he wielded. It's an unidentified iron rod. I think I shall identify it as soon as this scenario is over. It's too encumbrance. I've got it picked up already. It's a backing weapon, as you'd expect. It's magical, as you'd also expect. This is the iron rod you recovered from the... You took from the body of Tin Will Khan, the grey-bearded, one-handed man you encountered in the Twithic Stables. This weapon is of magical quality. Having quickly come to the disquieting realisation, you're standing in the midst of the Twithic Stables and with the body of the man you've just slain, you're about to hurriedly determine your next course of action. With the remains of Tilwell Khan certainly vanished, so I guess that's convenient, but also spooky. I have to say, I expected a lot more of you. The statement, issued by the eerie familiar voice somewhere to your left, startles you. Turning to discover the source of your voice, you find yourself almost face to face. Face with the ghostly, glowing image of Dungolthal, the demon. His face twisted into a hideous scowl, slowly shakes his head, then dismisses your immediate unspoken concern with a roll of his eyes and a wave of his hand. Don't worry. No one can see me, he says. Well, except for you, of course. You're almost certainly a special sort, if you don't always do precisely as you're told. I'd have preferred my favourite pet return to me alive. You only had to speak to him those three words, after all. But in the end, that little meddler has got no more or less than he deserved. I suppose he was served right. Little thief is dead, and I am, as well as I'm able to perceive it, contented. Mostly. All right, okay. Oh, yeah. Right, he's not even angry. What's the point? That was an entire waste of time. I mean, someone's dead and I didn't make Don go that angry. So, double fail. Don Gothal tells you that with Tilwell Khan gone, he must now return to the Windowless Tower, his own impenetrable abode, deep in the twisted heart of the Waking Mire. There he hopes to get some much needed rest. I would like nothing more than for you to visit my home, he says, certainly grinning wickedly. But the time is not yet arrived for that. I am tired, though I continue to gather my strength for what lies ahead. When the time does come, I hope to find you accommodating to such an invitation. Well, that would be nice. Well, not nice, but interesting. To refuse it would be quite troublesome with regard to my grand schemes. It'd also be just plain rude. Dungolthal's glowing image flickers wildly and it begins to slowly fade from view. The Lord of the Waking Mire smiles bows and waves its white hand. Almost instantly, a strange, disorientating sensation surges through you. 128 experience to general, 64 experience to all skills and powers. Pretty nice, pretty nice. Especially for an adventure as short as this. The last bits of the demon, two glowing wisps of mist in the shape of his eyes, linger for several moments before scattering on the air. After taking a few moments to compose yourself in the wake of the unsettling encounter, you turn and make your way out of the stable. Though it was early afternoon when you entered the stable in search of the man you came here seeking at Dungorthal's behest, it is now nearly dusk. Your mind churns as you attempt to reason how it is that so much time has passed since your arrival at the stables. At last, realizing the matter is, for now, best left alone, you begrudgingly resign yourself to accepting the unnerving likelihood that the further encounters with the demon are most certainly lurching somewhere in the future. As you prepare to set out from the stables, you suddenly, and with growing dismay, notice the encroaching dusk has seemingly abandoned its gradual possession and has instead become the hastened onset of a still, cloudless night. Oh, that's also spooky. That is the end of this adventure, with 384 experience to general and 64 experience to all skills and powers. Oh no, let's go back to Mergspool. I'm not going to keep this as the way it went. Just it didn't really end well for anyone. Use Arcania to identify that. What do we got? Okay, we've got Wood Icon of Enhanced Mind, Wood Icon of Legendary Agility, and an Iron Ward of Agony. Oh, and 48 experience to Arcania. Let's have a look at these wads. Iron, Legendary Agility, Legendary Body. Yeah, we've looked at these before. Legendary Agility is just one extra agility. That doesn't sound particularly legendary. Enhanced Mind, just one mind, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they'd help, but yeah. Narrow list of situations that aren't really turning up anymore.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, anyway, now hold on, let's go look at this wad that we got. Iron Wad of Agony. Alright, so it's 5 melee waiting. That's not worth killing someone over. And 2 aura. Because that could help in a limited number of situations. This is the Iron Wad you took from the body of Till Wolcott. The grey-bearded, one-headed man. One-handed. What is one head? I think that's to be assumed, unless otherwise stated, who encountered in the Twithic stables. Whenever you take hold of the wad, an unnerving sense of dread momentarily comes over you. This weapon is of magical quality. Okay, now to quit without saving. Oh, there's been some sort of update recently on the 7.23.2024.07.23.2 is the latest version number. So something was changed. Not sure what, but something. Yes. Quit now. Well, I'm going to say there was a GM journal update. Right, back to Sir Crokington. It was in Mugsprawl. I'm going to have to go to Trithic to check the GM journal. I don't know if there'll be anything, but we'll see. Oh, no. GM journal dated on the 3rd of July. That's just about to go offline for a bit. No, nothing. Nothing new. Okay. Back to... Oh, we're already in Mugsville. Adventures for this location. Three words. Let's try again. Park on this adventure. And, well, I'll just skip through the bits we've already done. There's the Lord of the Waking Mire. Alright, I'm going to respond yes this time. Don't go far, wubs. He smuts his hands together and waves to you at the seats opposite his own. Speaking softly, he tells you it's a task for which requires your help. Okay. Yeah, okay, so I'm interested or not? I'll tell him I'm interested. Excellent. Most excellent, exclaims Don Gorthal, subtly, as if dismayed by his own demeanour. The demon's broad smile, his face adopts a rather sinister scowl. Well, let us get on with the business at hand, shall we? Yes, we shall. Okay, that's stuff we've seen before. Yeah, and he tells us what to do. The owl changes colour. Right, now to Trithic Stables. Rest and tie, sir. Trithic Stables. You catch a fleeting glimpse of a suspicious figure darting into the south stable. Then I shall go there. Explore the stable. Alright, and you cautiously explore the stable, searching for any sign of the one-handed man you've come here seeking the behest of Don Gorthal. So making your way through the building, you realize there are three places in particular that may be worth your attention. The haylofts, the halls, and the south end of the stable where a large collection of crates is gathered. So investigate the crates. You search through a large collection of crates arrayed in the neatly stacked rows at the south of the stable. After making your way through the makeshift shaft, you're left to conclude the man you're looking for is not hiding amongst the crates. Suddenly, just as you're about to head back from the stable, a man, previously unseen, emerges from a shadowy corner just behind the crates. Oh, anyway, and it goes as it did before. All right. Well, okay, I attacked him last time. Let's just speak the three words directly. Speak the three words. As you attempt to speak the three words, the grey-bearded man, as if suddenly aware of your intentions, curses and thrusts his hook hand towards you. An intense wave of pain washes over you. What is with this guy? What did Gom Gorthal do? I guess we'll never know. Pick a random number. Bonus of 40. 20 from body, 20 from spirit. Got it, 75 or more, or be doubled over with pain as he just starts slashing with the hook, presumably, because, you know, I'm trying to do something terrible, but we'll see. 126 is a success. Despite the pain surging through, you manage to remain conscious and stave off the more devastating effects of the grey-bearded man's potent magic. As you struggle to speak with him, the three words still echo in your thoughts. Till Will Carnes again thrusts his hooked hand towards you. Another wave of pain, more intense than the last, washes over you, causing you to cry out in agony as you struggle to resist the destructive magic now mercilessly assailing you. Picking a number, bonus of 40, 20 from body, 20 from spirit, 75 or more to succeed, pick now. 79, success. Teetering unsteadily on your feet, with your vision somewhat blurred, you stagger forward and lunge at the grey-bearded man, hoping to prevent him from launching another of his deadly magical attack. It's Tilwell Khan, begin combat. Now, I killed him before, so this time I'm just going to subdue him, so I can then say the words. Almost. Tilwell Khan strikes at you with the glowing iron rod, devastating blow for 22 damage. Yeah, now since it's a subdue, I do a lot less damage, but he does the same. Because, you know, he doesn't care if he kills me, but I care if I kill him. So, you know, I hit lot less hard. But it's a 3+, so that's not really a concern. Keep going, and subdued. 38 experience. Your final blow sends Tilwell Khan sprawling to the floor. The grey-bearded man makes a brief attempt to return to his feet, only to have you again send him tumbling down. Come on then, he grasps, slowly rising up onto his knees. Kill me. I'd rather be dead than sent back to the beast. Kill me. So I've got this pretty much narrows you down to the three ways this can go. You can speak the three words, you can kill him, or you can decide to let him go. There's a few ways it can end up, but that's the way it's going to go. Nah, this is the say the words route, so speak the three words. The instant you utter the three words, an almost euphoric sense of relief washes over you. The old man kneeling before you stares up in horror and clutches in desperation at his chest. You know nothing of what you've done, he cries, gasping for breath as he stabs an accusatory finger in your direction. This is... Before he can continue speaking, a pall of black mist suddenly envelops him. Moments later, when the dark cloud lifts, there is no longer any sign of Tilwell Khan. Oh, it summons the mist. I thought it did mind control or something, but... He's gone to a much, much, much worse place. Well, that took you long enough. The statement issued by the eerie familiar voice somewhere to your left startles you. Turning to discover the ghostly voice, you find yourself almost face to face with the ghostly, glowing image of Gomgothal. The demon grins and then dismisses your immediate unspoken concern with the roll of his eyes and a wave of his hand. Don't worry, no one could see me, well, except for you, of course, you're my special sort. Well done, that little meddler must almost have died of fright when he heard those three words. Serves him right, it does. The little thief is back where he belongs. And I am, as well as I'm able to perceive it, contented. We inquire about the fate of Tilwell Khan. Tongathal seems surprised by inquiring and forgets. I forgot, he says, warning his eyes. Concerned for others, some of it hopefully feigned. It's your sort of way, isn't it? That's really quite unfortunate. Very limiting, you see. The demon pauses but continues to stare at you, perhaps waiting to see if you respond to what he just says. Well, when you do not, he continues, well, since you apparently need to know, the old grey-bearded fool is fine. You remain alive and reasonably well provided he resumes his dutiful subservience. Oh, this is bad. I'm not just a kidnapper, I'm a slave trader. I'll have to believe he's seen the folly of his previous choices. If not, he will. Tokothal tells you that Tirwul Khan is now back within the Windowless Tower, the demon's own impenetrable abode, deep in the twisted heart of the Waking Mire. And now it goes back to... Now it's back on the track it was before. And 128 to general, 64 to install skills and powers. He disappears like he did last time. Because, well, it's the first time, as far as he's concerned. But probably, maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't. He's a bit strange. Make way out of the stable. It suddenly goes dark. And you get the 384 to general, 64 to all skills and powers. And that ends the adventure. So, that is arguably, that option is arguably even less moral and even less rewarding than just killing him. Gosh, you could probably argue it either way. The thing is, we have no idea who Tirwul Khan is. Apparently he has some sort of magic, but a lot of people have magic. And presumably it's probably easier enough to pick up in his weird ass tower. Maybe he was even taught him. Maybe even Tirwul taught him. We just don't know. Admittedly, that's got quite a lot of these adventures go. They give you a moral choice, but you really don't have enough information to make choice, which is admittedly how it often goes in real life. You've got to make the choice now because there ain't time to do a full investigation. Because if you don't make a choice, something will happen anyway, and whatever choice you are going to make will be completely irrelevant. Anyway, now I'm going to go for the third option. The let him go option. Okay. So I'm just going to make my way through. There he is. Respond no. Jogothal frowns and shakes his head. He waves you to seat opposite his own. It's opposite his own, and suddenly powerless to resist the invitation, you immediately adhere to the unspoken request. Not even a moment to spare for an old friend. Well, I'm not going to say friend now. I'll say quest giver. The demon's frown deepens and rolls his eyes. Alright, so am I interested or not interested? What if I say I'm not interested? What do you mean by that? He says incredulously. How can you not be interested in something about which you haven't even the faintest of notions? Well, I do know it's from you. And you've been causing troubles. And you have a reputation. How is that possible? I declare such a thing quite impossible. Also, the impossible is something that holds no interest for me. Suddenly, and quite beyond your ability to control, your head begins to nod. Ah, I see we are now faced with a change of heart, says Gongrothar. Well, I suppose that puts you back in my good graces. All right, then. Let's get on with the business, Hantel, shall we? We most assuredly shall. And then he explains what's happened. Yeah, that he's in the sky. There's the one-handed man, get him. Yeah, the owl is red now. Well, crimson. Because that's just a far spooky. That's the spookiest version of red. Is it? I don't know. I've never really did a ranking of all shades of red by their spookiness. Wouldn't it be all shades of red? That would take years because there's thousands of them. I mean, the major shades, the ones with their own The ones with their own name that you don't have to look in a, that you don't have to look in a paid company's catalogue to understand, to know about. You know, like Saffron, Vermilion, Crimson, Blood Red, something stuff like that. All right, so the Swithix tables. All right, well, I'll just spin Rush forward. Swithix itself. Silly me. Can't I tell the difference between a stables and a city? Apparently not. All right, the South Stables, explore the stable, investigate the stalls. You make a thorough search for the stalls that line either one of the stables' broad central aisle. Although the encounter stable hands, you see nothing to indicate the man you're looking for is not hiding amongst the stalls. More looking then. Let's leave the stables. You catch a fleeting glimpse of a suspicious figure darting into the north stable. I mean, if he suspects I'm coming, he should probably just leave the stable entirely. Yeah, I guess he knows that I'm fast enough to catch him. His only hope is to hide. But hide and then get away while I'm busy looking for him. I guess that's his hope. It's a forlorn hope, of course. His only real hope is I just decide to show mercy. North stable, explore the stable, investigate the bowels. You search for a large collection of bowels arrayed in a neatly stacked rows the north of the stable. After making your way through the makeshift maze, you're left to conclude the man you're looking for is not hiding amongst the bowels, but maybe nearby. Explore the stables. The stalls. We have a suddenly. Just as you turn about to emerge from stables. Yeah. Hello again. Well, it's the first time for you. Yeah, he talks. Apparently, going to the demon would absolutely suck. Or entity, I guess, to be polite. I mean, we don't know if he's strictly a demon. Although, I don't know if the classifications are absolute. Because I don't think monsterology has become a formal science yet. Well, I'm sure there's probably someone working on it. Reveal your mission to him. Tilwilcard's beard sway face drops a horrified look as you explain in detail the chain of events that led up to this very moment. He gasps repeatedly during the telling, apologising after each such outburst and asking you to continue. When he concluded your account, he shakes his head in disbelief. The demon is both cunning and cruel, he says. Still obviously alarmed by what you've just told him, he will stop nothing to have me back under his control, but I won't allow it. You must never utter those words to me. As long as I'm free and outside his realm, he can do little to thwart me. So, if I don't say the words, I guess he's three. And you know, I think if he'd actually done anything, you know, actually bad, Dumgolfar would have told me because he knows how motivated I am about getting bad guys. And so he didn't. So there's presumably nothing he's done that's, you know, actually bad. I mean, maybe he stole something or fiddled with something in Dorngothal's tower, but that seems to be it. Because we don't know, but that's what I suspect. Speaking quickly, Tongo Khan tells you he will now seek out several others who, like himself, managed to escape from Dungolthar's accursed Neverwhere realm. They may not even be here in this world, or perhaps they are no longer alive, he says. But I must make every effort to locate them. Time is not on my side, I'm afraid. When you ask Tyrol Khan if he and the others he mentioned of Forswift, he shakes his head. It's rather difficult to explain, he says. Perhaps there will be time for that, though at present there is not. You sense that Tyrol Khan wishes to part, and you find yourself immediately struck by the overwhelming urge to speak to him, the three words still echoing in your thoughts. So, even after all this, it's the same three options. Let him go, speak the words, or attack him. Because those are the three ways it could go. A few ways to get there, but three ways it can go. Let him go. Tyrol Khan tells you he must immediately depart. Though you choose not to return him to the clutches of his former jailer. We remain certain the demon will not relent to his being captured. Presumably, he'll just find someone else to say the words. But this will give Tyrol Khan a head start, at least. Thank you, he says, bowing quickly before turning and swiftly making his way out of the stable. No sooner is he passed out of sight, than overcome by a strange, unsettling feeling. I have to say, I expected quite a bit more from you. Quite a bit. The statement issued by the eerie, familiar voice somewhere to your left startles you. Turning to discover the source of the unsettling interruption. Yeah, and then he talked as before. Even if you don't do precisely as you always said, I preferred my favourite pet was returned to me. You only had to speak to him those three little words after all. But do not fear, for that little meddler will ultimately get what he deserves. Plentiful indeed are those eager to do my bidding. Well, they do it anyway, whether they're eager or not, I don't think you particularly care. You would do well to remember that. Dolgothal tells you that he was now returned to the Windowless Tower, his own impenetrable abode. There he hopes to get some much needed rest. I must warn you, I do not like to have my wishes so openly defiled, he says, turns to the anonymous. I would not want to be in your place if it were to happen again. Let what I've just told you be the only warning that is required. The glowing demon's demeanor suddenly brightens. He sighs and invites me to his house again, but at an unspecified future point. Oh, and you still get the 128 experience to general and 64 experience to all skills and powers. Alright, and he disappears. And that is the end of that quest, the third option. Alright, I think that's enough of that for now. Alright, and book sprawl. And save. I've saved now, so if they wanted to try any of the other options, it's too late now. So what shall I do next? I've had a look, and I think the adventure I'll start, but probably won't finish for a while, is to look into that staff that we got at the end of the Palemore Island adventure, because, well, there's some slots in it, and there's things we could put in it. And, well, there's a lot you can do with that staff to make it stronger. Even if that's probably a very bad idea. And also, probably while I'm working on that, I'll start Proving Ground 6. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points.
so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.